This is RNIB Connect Radio and time to talk shop with Dave Williams from the store as always. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hello, hello. Good to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. And today we're talking about a subject which is dear to all of our hearts at the moment. And, you know, more so, it's one of these things, right? When we talk about mental health, we talk about well-being. You know, a couple of years ago, those were words we used to maybe talk about, you know, just getting away from all for a little bit or getting a chance to, you know, chill out maybe. But we're really delving into this topic a lot more these days because more and more of us are really feeling the challenge of lockdown, not being able to socialise with our friends, spend time with one another. That's really starting to hit home for a lot of people. And there's things we can do to try and lift ourselves up a little bit. And we're going to start with something which I know it's not, I guess it is related to well-being, certainly from a health perspective. But, you know, organisation is the key. I found this. I have been organising my life since lockdown. You know, I've been getting into drawers, cleaning things out, and, you know, putting things in places so I know where everything is. And this is one area which I know a lot of people find very useful, and it's an accessible way of doing it for us blind folk, and that is organising your medication.
Yes. Blind and partially sighted people are only too well aware that often, you know, if you're blind or partially sighted, that can come with additional health needs and additional health conditions. And so RNIB offers a range of products to help you organize any medication that you might be taking. And today we're looking at the Super 8 pill organizer. And the number eight refers to the number of times of day that you might need to take your medication. And basically it's a really simple way of staying on top of everything, because if you've got a prescription where you've got to take one of one thing, two of something else, and you only take this one once a day and you take this one, you know, twice a day, it can get pretty complicated fairly quickly. And of course, you know, if you're older or you don't remember perhaps as well as you used to, then keeping on top of it and staying organized is so important. You don't want to get in the muddle with your medication. So the Super 8 Pocket Pill Organizer, it has compartments into which you store your tablets, and then you set alarms. So you might need a little bit of assistance just getting it set up in the first place. But these alarms will go off at the required times. You get an audible beep, and you also get a visual indication as well, a flashing light that will tell you it's time for you to take your medication. So you can set up to 8 daily alarms. You've got the 8 compartments that are clearly numbered, 1 to 8. It's easy to program. You've got extra large control buttons on there, which should be easy to operate. And there is a clear, easy to read screen with digits measuring 2 centimeters high. So as I said, you know, if you're totally blind, then you might need some assistance just getting this set up in the first place. But if you're partially sighted, hopefully that large screen with those clear digits are going to be a little bit easier for you to see. And then when the alarm sounds, you also get this flashing red LED on the lid. And you can set the volume. So if you find the volume isn't quite loud enough, you can increase that up to 75 decibels, which is quite loud.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And of course, great for someone who has hearing loss as well, perhaps, you know, as well as sight loss. Yep. That's a really interesting piece of kit. I didn't realise they also had alarms in some of them as well. So that's a fantastic thing. Okay, now let's talk about, now staying with health actually, let's look at another product in the shop. And this is something that a lot of people are looking at these days. And that is things like blood pressure monitors. There are accessible versions of those as well.
That's right. And we've talked about Bura previously. They make our bathroom scales and I think our kitchen scales as well. We have now also from Bura the blood pressure monitor. So this is a very modern, lightweight blood pressure monitor. You know, you've got the standard arrangement of the cuff that you put around your arm, and you press the button and the cuff inflates. And then you will receive, again, on a large clear display, and also spoken your blood pressure, and also notified whether your blood pressure is at a value that you need to be concerned about. So, you know, lots of people suffering with, you know, with stress and things like that. And if you're somebody that needs to keep an eye on your blood pressure, then this may be just the thing. Obviously, I need to say this comes with a little bit of a health warning. This is not replacing any professional medical advice or any professional medical treatment that you might be receiving. But if you're somebody that does need to monitor your blood pressure, you know, on a regular basis, then our Bureau Talking Blood Pressure Monitor may be the solution for that.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, that covers off our well-being and our general health, but what about our mental health? Well, getting out there, Dave, as you well know, you've run marathons in the past. Just before we came on here, we were talking about you running the New York Marathon. You're planning to run the London Marathon this year as well. How do you do that if you're totally blind? And, well, RNIB has a solution.
That's right, we do. So, I mean, I can't get across, you know, enough the benefits of running and how it's transformed my life. You know, I was seriously, you know, overweight, eating all the wrong things, somebody kind of got me into running, and that was about 2.5 years ago. And I worked up to the you know, the kind of marathon distance, and it was hard. But it's doable, and it is a sport that you know, blind and partially sighted people can take part in, even during lockdown. If you're in a running, you know, in a bubble with your guide runner. Now, if you're totally blind, you might be familiar with the idea that when you're walking, you might be guided by a sighted person where you have your hand on their elbow. But obviously, when you're running, you need a little bit of movement in your arms. You know, you sort of swing your arms as you run. So in order to do that freely, but at the same time remain connected with your guide, a lot of blind runners use a running tether. And this is just a short piece of material with a loop at each end, and you hold one end and your guide runner holds the other end, and then you can run a little bit more, you know, side by side, and have a little bit of distance between you, whilst at the same time giving you that you know, freedom in your arm movement. So this particular running tether, we call it a tether, is 50 centimeters in length. It's washable, so of course, you know, if you're getting hot and bothered while you're out on a run, you can come back and put it in the washing machine. It's made from cotton, and it's comfortable to hold. So you can, of course, make your own tether, but if you want something that's been, you know, tried and tested from RNIB, then I can highly recommend our running tether.
So some great ideas today from the RNIB shop. How can people get their hands on these, Dave?
Sure. So you can, of course, order online if you're comfortable with the web. You can go to rnib.org.uk/shop. Or if you'd like to speak with one of our advisors, then do call the helpline. That number, as always, is 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999.
Dave, as always, thank you. Dave Williams there from the RNIB shop. Thank you so much for coming on this week to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.